from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think we heard Tomlin identify a player by name there, so I'm not really sure who we're about to talk about.
So that jumps to the defensive side of the ball. One of the rookies, a rookie that you have very high hopes for, Pony. You may even have a wager on him. Peyton Wilson, who Mike Tomlin says there could do a lot for us in the pass down situations. We have heard from various people that we've chatted with leading up to the season that due to his size and his speed, he could absolutely be a value. They put him out there in a pass down situation, and he ends up being one of the better cover inside linebackers that the Steelers have had in quite some time, something that they have needed. We have heard from a few people he may have some shortcomings against the run, but I will welcome that, because we have seen so many guys in that position at off-ball linebackers struggle against the pass game and just be, they look like a fish out of water sometimes in those situations. I'm actually happy that in this case there is someone who can defend the pass from that position.
Yeah. The Steelers had teams throw the ball into the middle of the field against them more than any team in the NFL last year. These things are tracked. There's a stat for everything in the NFL. They quantify it all. Teams threw the ball in the middle of the field between the numbers against them more than the other 31 teams. That's not a coincidence because of their injuries in the middle. They had, who started the, Donnie, who was out there for the playoff game? Eric Rowe at safety. I don't think he's in the NFL anymore. I kind of liked Eric Rowe, by the way.
So did I.
Eric Rowe, who was the jabroni that they brought in from Atlanta?
Michael Walker.
Michael Walker, who spelled Michael weird.
Yeah, it was like M-Y-C-H-A-L.
Miles Jack, who stepped
they
away
got him
from
off the couch.
Who stepped away from running a minor league hockey team, came out of retirement, also like went back to school to become a plumber. Dude had made $15 million in his career and he was considering the plumbing trade. I don't knock the work ethic whatsoever, but you would not expect a man who's made that much money to want to get into the crap, if you will.
Yeah, no, you thought he'd be sitting pretty.
And then, Landon Roberts played in that game.
Yes, which I do like Landon Roberts a lot.
So do I,
but he's not a pass specialist.
Exactly. The issue is that the Steelers linebackers, Queen is a man for all situations. Now you have a guy that can play the pass because of his speed, Wilson, and a guy that's great against the run as a thumper in Roberts. Our team's going to be able to attack. So if Roberts is out there, you throw the ball. If Wilson's out there, you run the ball. The Falcons do have the personnel to do that. When Roberts is out there, you throw the ball to Kyle Pitts, and when Wilson's out there, you give the ball to Bijan Robinson. Right? I mean, that's the way that you'd attack it from. I hate to get two X's and O's. I don't think that is. But I am a Peyton Wilson lover. And I think other than Zach Frazier, Peyton Wilson will play more than any other rookie in this game. And I won't say, because I think Fautanu's got to get in there.
What about Beanie Bishop?
Soon. Well, that's a... Did you hear Tomlin on that? Would you like a bonus?
Sure.
Can I throw in my own Tomlin tidbit? This is Tomlin on starting corner Beanie Bishop, undrafted rookie free agent. I'm putting starting in quotes because listen to this answer.
I don't know that he's done it yet. We have player elevation opportunities and things of that nature during the course of a work week that determines how we divide the labor up. Beanie's an exciting young guy. We'll watch him during the week along with some others, and we'll make decisions at the end of the week that's best suited for winning this game.
Okay, so to peel back the layer there and put that into terms that make sense to people, Mike Tomlin is saying with the way the practice squad rules work, it's possible that they would see how practices go. They shouldn't be using practices now to grade their own talent. They should be practicing to get ready for the game on Sunday, if you ask me. But Tomlin's making it sound like based on how they practice this week, Bishop could get either demoted to the practice squad, he could be left inactive, he could start and play. I mean, all kinds of things could happen. They do have slot corners that are on their practice squad. Point being, he's not even a slam dunk to play on Sunday.
Which I think is wild. Like, when you go into the season, when your team is presumably at its healthiest, like, sometimes we do see some funny business at the end of the year because, you know, due to injuries, you're kind of working around that a bit. How often do we have a situation going into week one where there is a player that can either start on a defense that is the highest paid in football, or just get benched completely and be placed on the practice squad? I can't think of many examples where that happens.
Again, I hate to do this. I want to take these remotes and smash myself in the head with them because it, again, is hearkening back to what I started the show with. There are things about this season that spook me and scare me as a fan, and it sounds like with their offensive line and at corner, they're still using practice to try to figure out who's going to play. Practices now with an opponent on Sunday should be about getting yourself ready to beat that team. Right? I mean, this is not high school football. This is not trying to beat each other up to try to let the best man win. It's about preparing yourself to beat the team you're playing on Sunday. That's what training camp or the preseason was for, Donnie. We had months of competition.
Yeah, and it seems like he won. I mean, at least
almost
until
by
Cam
default,
because
the guy
back.
didn't play until the fourth quarter of the preseason game against Detroit.
I also don't think it would be ridiculous if some of the other safeties maybe worked themselves into a little bit of a rotation. Not Fitzpatrick, but KZ or Elliott, like along with Bishop, just depending on what the package is out there.
You say that, but I think Fitzpatrick would be the guy that would do that best. But we saw what happened when he played out of position last year and he had to come down and play against the run, and it took away the things he did best as a safety and a guy that was more of a ball hawk. One more tidbit. I know you get a kick out of this stuff. Tomlin getting ready for the Falcons and making some of their pedestrian players out to be world beaters.
They acquired Ray McLeod from San Fran. Ray has always been a dangerous return man and offensive gadget guy. I'd imagine, you know, they're drawing some things up for him in that regard. They got a rock solid offensive line group. They block things well schematically in terms of getting hats on hats, but they're also just really talented.
The all-time example was when they were getting ready to play the Browns at the end of that season. When they were 0-15, weren't they?
Yes, that would have been a few years ago. He really does hit his
best. But even then, he was talking them up like they couldn't take him lightly when they were the worst team maybe in football history.
Yeah, I mean, he makes every other team sound like the greatest show on turf. Like, other teams should be very appreciative of Mike Tomlin's efforts
in
doing so.
They're drawing things up for Ray McLeod down in Atlanta right now.
Ray McLeod did have one of the biggest catches of his career in Ben's final regular season game.
Yes, he did.
We can thank him for that. But I don't think I would categorize Ray McLeod as a dangerous return man that you can do a lot of different things with in your offense.
Yeah, the rebuttal there is, Mike, why didn't you find a way to do these things when you had Ray McLeod?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.